This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of responding to situations through our spirit versus our ego. So in this series, we've been talking about those things that draw us into a deeper communion with God. The first way we discussed was choosing our spirit over the desires of our flesh. The second thing we talked about was moving on from those environments where we are no longer learning and being challenged and having to lean on God for strength and direction. And finally, as we wrap this spirit up, another way to go deeper is to respond in spirit and not in ego. Christ was the perfect example of how to do this. So recall after Jesus fed the 5,000, there were some who showed up the very next day to be fed by Christ again. And when he came in contact with them, he told them that you are only here because of what you think I can do for you, not because of who I am. But they began to chant at him, demanding that he become their king. And they chanted at him with clenched fists and were very passionate as they spoke to him. Yet Jesus responded to all of their chanting and said that they were trying to use force to appeal to them. And he didn't allow that to happen. And even asking him to be their king, he dismissed it all. And Jesus teaches us that when things in the natural are playing into our ego, we must reach for those things in the spiritual realm. And when we do this, we are definitely going deeper in communion with him. And so the words that I use to guide me are, the reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Proverbs 22:4. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, respond in spirit, not ego.